hand sanitizer dispensers are almost everywhere within public life. Is this all supply and convenience really a good thing? To find out if there are any negative effects of all this hand sanitizer use, we are joined by Dr. Lee Chen Wong, Head of Dermatology Department at Sydney Westmead Children's Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Wong.
Good morning, Marlene. Thank you for your time.
Oh no, thank you so much for joining us. Now, firstly, it's almost a year out. Do you think the strong public health message around hand washing has impacted most people's day-to-day routines?
Oh, definitely. I'd say that we have all now become so familiar with not only the wearing of masks and now in public spaces and supermarkets, but as well we're so familiar with hand sanitizing use and the need to frequently hand wash, which is wonderful because who would have thought that this time last year we would be in the middle of a pandemic, but we are and we've all responded so well. And yes, I think we're all very familiar with the use of it now.
Now, I wanted to take the opportunity to address a kind of myth that's been going around. Can using hand sanitizer too often actually lower our immunity to other bacteria or infection?
Yeah, that's exactly, as you say, Marlene, that is a myth. There is absolutely no scientific evidence at all that using hand sanitizers will actually weaken the immune system, your immune system, and definitely does not leave you more susceptible to getting viruses and bacteria through the skin. So that is a myth. And particularly in a time of a pandemic, it's really important that that myth is dispelled because it's so important that everybody continues to use it on a regular basis.
Yeah, of course, and we definitely need to squash those myths as they come. So talking about bacteria on our hands, what can actually cause entry points, I guess, for bacteria?
Yeah, so what happens is if we wash our hands too vigorously to the point where there's a breakage in the skin, so that your hands are chapped or dry and red, that's where there is the possibility of entry points, which will allow then the entry of bugs, and you will get a secondary eczema, which might lead to infection. That happens more when we are using soap and water and using it, you know, vigorously, especially if you're predisposed to having sensitive skin like eczema. Whereas the use of alcohol-based sanitizers are more gentle for the skin.
We really need to get that sweet spot in between not you doing it too much but not doing it too little, that kind of Goldilocks.
Right.
So are there any actual negative effects of using hand sanitizer, I guess from a dermatological point of view?
There's no negative effects if you then moisturize, and so moisturize as much as you can. And I would suggest, particularly if you're prone to sensitive skin, that you use a hand sanitizer that is fragrance free and then moisturize with a fragrance free moisturizer as well. And that will replenish and hydrate your skin and then make sure that your skin barrier is intact, allowing that your hands are protected.
That's such a good point, because when we're using hand sanitizer so much as we enter every single building or every single shop, you do find that it kind of dries out your hands quite a bit.
Yes. So I always suggest that you keep, particularly with sensitive skin patients, that you keep your own fragrance-free sanitizer for your own use in your handbag, and right next to it is your own moisturizer. And just if we can get into the habit of doing that, then we will preserve our skin barrier.
And we are almost out of time now, but I just wanted to quickly summarize. So your top tip for keeping your hands safe and using hand sanitizer, what would your top tip be in using it?
Yeah, to definitely use it, use it regularly, use a fragrance-free hand sanitizer, and to moisturize.
Dr. Wong, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
My pleasure, Marlene. Thank you.